Every day I'm shuffling.
Broadcasting from atop the Hensler Financial Building in the heart of Georgia's financial district, Kennesaw, Georgia. This is Money Talks.
Wow, we're back in the final segment of the show. We got some interesting questions here. I'm going to knock off a few of them. Again, if you have questions, you can email us at drgenehensler.com. You can call us at 770-429-9166. And you can also call us toll-free at 1-855-429-9166. And you can get us, you can tweet us, you can Facebook us, you can
LinkedIn us.
All that kind of stuff. We're wired. We're covered in everything else.
We're in the 21st century.
Socially connected.
All right. We have Anderson from Roswell. I'm interested in making my portfolio a mix of market caps, more like my 401k, in which had better performance than my mostly large cap brokerage account. What do you think? I'm 45.
Well, over the last 5 years, that's certainly true. Small caps are up about 300%, mid caps 270, and large caps about 210. Anderson, if you can withstand the volatility, I say why not? But you just need to know that small caps and mid caps tend to be a lot more volatile. They tend to perform better in economic recoveries like we've seen in the last 5 years. So maybe this is what Wayne Gretzky always says, skate to where the puck is going, not to where it is. So you want to maybe not always try to chase that performance. But oftentimes smaller companies are more nimble. They can increase or decrease production based on the market conditions a little easier than a large company.
Also, that if you are going to invest in small companies, you're pretty much forced to use an ETF or a mutual fund, because mm-hmm. you need to have, in order to get that wonderful return, you have to have great diversification, because there's far more variance in the returns of small caps, not just in small caps as total going up and down, but the differentiation between companies within the small caps performance. You may be in all small caps, and they're the ones that are really the dogs.
Exactly.
So it's very important for you to use an ETF or to use a mutual fund. Large caps, you can put together a portfolio of maybe 10 large cap companies. They'll give you pretty good diversification and capture what you want to gain. Mid caps are somewhere in between. Probably ETFs are a better place to go there, Mark.
Absolutely. It's easier to get diversified, like you're saying, with the large cap than it is with the mid cap. So with the mid caps, you kind of want to look at the ETFs, and you can get cheap ETFs about 50 bips on your money, so 0.5% expense ratio on them, and maybe even a little lower. You can go through various custodians, and they may have no commission ETFs.
Do you have any ones that you particularly recommend?
We actually like the IJH, which is an iShares S&P 400 mid-cap index. So you're going to get all 400 S&P 400 stocks, as well as the IJR, which is the S&P 600 index, also from iShares. They both charge really low fees, and you're going to be able to get diversified very easily.
Small caps?
Yep,
small caps. Okay. So they'll give you a couple places that you can stick your money, and then you can avoid the management fees, period, if you just stay with the large caps.
Exactly.
And buy over time, and maybe even get into, you don't hear much talk about these, get into the stock buying plans where there's no commission. Yeah, you can buy like General Motors at X number dollar. Most companies have those kind of plans.
Oh, really?
Yes. Well, I forget what they're called, but you can go buy, you can start off with $100 and buy Coca-Cola and then put $50 every once in a while into it. You get these portfolio that builds and builds and builds.
And that's what you need to be doing, too, is dollar cost averaging. Don't do it in one fell swoop.
Well, most people don't, unless they inherit money or something else. The concept of dollar cost averaging, we'll go into it and spend some time, more time on another show, is really probably done by everybody who's not filthy rich or inherits money, because what you're doing is you're saving a little bit at a time. That's the concept of it.
You're buying more shares when the market is low and buying less shares when it's expensive.
Yes, and it's just, and it's the opposite of what you normally want to do. It takes away the judgment call. Stocks are too high. I don't think I'll invest now. Stocks are so low, I'm not going to invest because all I'll do is lose money.
Exactly.
So it takes that decision-making process out of it. Well, listen, it's been a pleasure as always. A real slice of heaven having you here. We'll be back next week at the same time, and we wish you all well. And your questions, again, can be reached at 770-429-9166. And if you're looking for somebody to help you with your money, that's a good number to call.
All material presented is compiled from sources believed to be reliable and current, but accuracy cannot be guaranteed. The contents are intended for general information purposes only. Information provided should not be the sole basis in making any decisions and is not intended to replace the advice of a qualified professional, such as a tax consultant, insurance advisor, or attorney. Although this material is designed to provide accurate and authoritative information with respect to the subject matter, it may not apply in all situations. This is not to be construed as an offer to buy or sell any financial instruments. It is not our intention to state, indicate, or imply in any manner that current or past results are indicative of future profitability or expectations. Portfolio holdings discussed are subject to change. There is no guarantee that in the future these securities will be held in Hensler accounts. As with all investments, there are associated inherent risks. Please obtain and review all financial material carefully before investing. Hensler is not licensed to offer or sell insurance products. This overview is not to be construed as an offer to purchase any insurance products.